Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I'm also gay. I was going to tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight.
Good mythical morning.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Amy. I think I already said a hey, Amy.
Yeah.
Hey, Elle.
Hello.
Elle Mills.
Hi,
welcome
guys.
Welcome back.
Thank
again
you.
Again and again.
I'm honored. Third time.
Yeah, that time's a charm. What did we even speak about last time?
I was beginning quarantine, right? It was like last year.
Right.
So I was like.
Oh, remote, yeah.
Back home. I feel like we talked about, we did tarot cards.
Did we?
Yes.
We just did tarot cards again. We're really running out of ideas.
Yeah, recycling content.
And what did this card say? Do we remember? I wonder if they came true.
I don't remember. No, sorry.
Okay. Well, it came true, I bet.
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
stop! Stop! Okay. I would have ran.
Oh my.
I love that you're just yelling stop at the bee. Stop, seriously.
Thank you for protecting me. That was really nice of you to do something about it. Amy was completely silent as I was being attacked.
Well, don't you have to just like stay still?
Yeah, but
I've never been stung by a bee.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, never.
Twice.
Twice too. Yeah.
Did it hurt really that bad?
Yeah.
That you want to yell,
no,
stop it?
But I don't like it.
Right,
like,
right.
Ew.
It feels like pain.
Mm-hmm. For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But like, what if I'm allergic and I just don't know because I've never been stung by a bee?
Well, then maybe you should be most scared of all of us then.
Well, what made you think that I wasn't terrified for my life just then?
I guess that was, we did like the flight, fright, or flight,
freeze.
Fight or freeze.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freeze was Amy.
Fight.
I think we're fight. Yeah. And I was flight.
No. Really funny, Jack.
So now we know how we all act in the face of danger.
Right.
Good way to start off the episode. Well, we're so glad to have you back. I think that was a good omen. I hear bees are a sign of luck and prosperity.
Oh, really?
Really?
No.
Oh.
No, but to me, I just decided it.
Okay, great.
I bet they must mean something.
Mm. Yeah, like... like you're the bee's knees, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
That's really nice.
Thanks, guys. Just making our guests feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to check out our Patreon. We are posting new episodes, newsletters, and live streams every single month, and it's a blast. And we got a bunch of new people the other day because we really promoted it hard last week, and I'm sure we're all going to have a lot of fun together. Welcome, everyone.
We did?
Yeah.
How exciting.
We did. So keep them coming. Get FOMO, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try it.
And furthermore, leave a review on the podcast app, please. It really helps us out.
Yeah. Listen to the audio.
And listen to the audio version, please, please,
so,
please, please.
You better.
Please and please.
Okay. So today we have Elle Mills.
Hello.
YouTuber. Baddie.
Canadian. Daddy.
Oh.
He's wearing a daddy hat right now.
What's like your pitch when people are like, who are you?
I usually go, depending on who it is, to be honest, I go YouTuber. When they ask what I do, it depending on their age, if it's like an older person, I go, I don't know. Sometimes I usually go, have you ever seen Ferris Bueller? Imagine if Ferris Bueller had a YouTube channel. It's kind of outdated, but
right.
I just kind of go with it.
Yeah, it's cute.
And, but like when I'm at like, at the U.S. border, I just go mostly comedy. Don't like to go too into detail, but yeah.
They ask you about that?
Yeah, because they're like, because I have my O1 and they're like, how do you have your
O1?
Right. And I'm like, I'm a YouTuber. And then they're like, what kind of videos do you make? Mostly comedy.
Okay, right. Well, that's correct.
Have they ever taken you into that little room?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah. Scary.
It's really scary. They just send people back.
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, they're like, do you want a window or an aisle seat?
Oh,
and
wait.
Like,
wait, what?
No.
In the little room, they take you, and then if you're, like, actually not meant to be there, because people come on, like, regular visas, and they just plan on staying in America forever, and Americans are like, get the fuck
and
out.
And they have, like, fake O1s? Wow. That's...
No, I don't even think they have fake O1s. It's just, like, if you don't have a return flight, then they want to... kick
Whoa.
You out. That so scary.
That's scary and sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're here.
Thank you.
And you too.
Thanks, Jack.
Oh my God. Surrounded by immigrants today.
I was too afraid to leave during the pandemic because I was scared that they wouldn't let me back in.
Mm.
But they let you in. So.
Yeah, no. Definitely had that fear.
Right.
But I only have my visa, so I was just like, they can't. Like, I'm a... Right?
Yeah, what are they going to do about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm L of the fucking mills. So step aside. Yeah, I don't know how all that works, but we're glad that you're here. Thanks. And back in LA. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about... Yeah, you went home. That's where we left off, pretty much. What the fuck did you do? What happened?
Was it better there than it is
Why
here?
Are you back? Yeah,
it,
what?
It was... It's very, very strict there. So, because I'm an international traveler, they, like, you have to mandatory quarantine for 2 weeks, but they call, like, every day. Mm-hmm. And you have to fill out the survey on the app every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was a little intense. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was just, like... I don't know. Yeah, because as soon as I got out, though, my city went into a lockdown.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't even go out. And it was like, and it's so snowing, so you can't do outdoor things. So it's just like.
Right.
And then I actually had a flight booked, and then I went and I got denied.
What?
At the airport?
Yeah.
They said really? Go away?
Yeah, because I needed it. Because I think they must have changed the regulations or whatever, but I didn't have like a negative COVID test.
Oh.
So they sent me back. And so
is this recent?
This is January.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I had to, but the thing is in Canada, because free healthcare, like you can't just go, I had to go to another province to get a negative COVID test because they don't just do tests for travel and you have to pay like a lot of money for it. Anyways, I ended up getting it, but I got back end of January. So I was in Canada for like 2 months.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you were there the first time for like...
I was there for like 4 months. I think I was there March, April, May, and then June.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do we feel about LA? How are we... You're back, and what are we thinking?
I like the weather here a lot more. I think it helps quarantine a little bit just to be outside in the sun. Yeah, and honestly, I like living on my own. I think I enjoy not living with my mom. God bless her, but
for sure.
You know, independence.
I completely know. Yeah,
so true.
I'm mm-hmm. living with mine right now.
Oh yeah,
and it's okay.
You like stop crying.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. Well, welcome back. Hopefully we'll all be able to hang out and spew our droplets on each other soon in a more intimate way.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I saw you on a couple dating apps.
Yes.
And we matched.
We did.
Was it because you have like a thing for me or just because we're friends?
Well, did you match with me because...
Well, I happened to ask first. So.
Well, my question's dependent. well, for me, I on Hinge, I literally... I liked your photo, and I was like, so we can talk about this on Dating Straight.
Right. Oh. That's so true. Okay, what do you want to say about it? How is my profile?
I really like your profile.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. I saw you because I'm just like not used to seeing people I know. And then I saw you. I was like, shit, I got to change my profile. Because I was like,
really?
I kind of put it together. Really, I was like, oh, I don't want anyone I know to actually see this. Like, I was like, oh, this is
just
embarrassing.
Just to impress. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I changed it up because I was like, because on Hinge, you have to do like those prompts. And I hate those prompts. And like my answers are really bad. And
wait,
so
what are yours? Can we look at it?
No, I deleted it. I deleted Hinge. No, yeah. I just really don't like dating apps.
Right.
I'm just so not into it.
Because of anything specific?
No, I just feel like I'm really selective. And so it's like, but the people I do match with, I'm like, it's like, I don't know.
Have you ever met up with someone on a dating app?
No.
Well, look at us
now. You have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Good. I feel like it would be like, I don't know. I really, really gotten into dating apps during quarantine, so haven't really like met up or done it.
Right.
What are we going to do about it right now?
Yeah.
Right. Go to the beach? Park?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And stare longingly.
And like never kiss ever. Like sounds boring. I don't know. Sounds boring. And you guys also matched.
On Raya.
I don't remember that.
Whoa. Oh.
I remember matching with Joanna on Raya.
That was probably Amy. And you just got it mixed up.
No, Joe was on there for a time. But yeah, I'm on there. I'm too scared to delete it because then I won't be able to get back on. But why do I care? It's just Ruby Rose. And
over and over.
Yeah, and Raven Simonier. It's just them two.
Is she? I've never seen her on it.
I see
she's
her.
She's married now.
Every day.
Really?
Maybe she hasn't deleted it for the same reason that I haven't.
Yeah,
right.
Probably.
She's afraid. Just in case. She's afraid. If she gets a divorce, she'll need to hop back on Raya.
Yeah, you just gotta keep it. I don't know. But it's, yeah, I should just delete it.
I deleted it.
It's a waste of money.
It was such a fucking waste.
Yeah.
But, okay, tell me about, so you guys,
we didn't talk very much.
No.
You didn't?
No, I think I said that, and then I don't remember what you said.
Maybe I said nothing.
No, you said really something. Mean. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
beautiful.
It was like, whatever.
So no attraction?
No.
What? That is so mean.
Well.
Intense attraction.
Intense attraction.
Mm. Look at us.
Okay, Elle just gave an So.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I said miss you. Didn't I say miss you? And then you're like miss you.
Well,
and
that's
then,
kind of.
That's beautiful.
Cute.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, but now I've deleted Hinge, so.
Right.
So when did the love die?
Because I feel like it took us like always 2 days to respond to the other. Well, that's why Hinge. It always takes a couple days for people to respond. But I'm like, I want messages now.
Right.
When I'm in the mood, I want to talk now.
I want message now.
True.
But isn't that like a tactic of like, you know, not giving them attention all of the time? It like makes you want them more. So like maybe your conversation really, I'm thinking your conversation was kind of hot and heavy.
Because I bet you wouldn't even want someone who is replying straight away because then it's like,
they're
desperate.
True, but
they're
also
desperate.
It needs to be the perfect medium because I'm like, if they don't give a shit, then I'm like, then I don't care.
Right. That's so true.
And you don't think the perfect medium was responding every 2 days, miss you? Like that sounds
hot. No, it was.
That sounds hot.
I don't know. I kind of want to read these messages and make sure that there was nothing else.
Should I get them?
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're kind of.
Can you see
them
even if I deleted
something.
I don't think so.
Did you delete the whole profile?
I deleted my whole account.
Oh, then it's over.
It's not there anymore?
No, it's
Should
not.
Should I check on Raya?
Yeah, check on Raya.
Yeah, check.
Too.
Okay.
Whoa.
I will.
I deleted Raya because. The only people that were on there were... Everyone's poser-ish, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even about whether or not they're famous at all, obviously. Like, I don't give a shit. But all of their profiles are, like... It's, like, crazy model shots.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, Ford model or something. And I'm like, I don't care.
A lot of models, for sure.
Right. And I'm never gonna date someone who's, like, 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm not seeing
I
did see Joanna.
Yeah.
What did you guys say to each other?
I said to Joanna, I said, well, hello there. Uh-huh. She said, finally. I swiped right on you weeks ago. I said, OMG, I never come on here. And she said, makes sense. It's kind of lame. So now
we're
dating.
Now we have a fourth opinion on Raya being lame.
Right. Yeah. Okay, wait, L.
We're going to be sued.
You're not there.
No. I don't feel like we matched on Raya.
I feel confident that we did. Even.
Maybe you unmatched because the conversation wasn't going
anywhere.
Thank you so much to Best Fiends for sponsoring this episode of the podcast.
I don't know about you guys, but there are some movies or things in my life that are just like instant classics that I go back to all the time. Mm. For me, because I'm a nerd, as we know, Lord of the Rings, baby. I could watch that 1,000 times, and I'm probably over halfway there already. And I love it because it makes me feel comfortable. It's fun. I find something new in it every single time that I hadn't seen before. And in certain ways, Best Fiends is kind of like an instant classic as well. Or definitely, might I say. Because it just keeps getting better. You find out new things. There's new levels. There's new things that you're discovering all the time. And it makes you feel comfortable. It makes you feel like you're playing something that you know and love. Which is why I love Best Fiends. My favorite thing about the game, it is Well, when you're as good as me and you get to such high levels, it really does get difficult. And it gets, you know, it's really rewarding when you finish that level that you've been on for a long time. And it's really rewarding to be, you know, hundreds of levels ahead of Amy. I would say we had a, you know, competition going on, but it's not really a competition anymore.
So true.
So, yeah, it's really fun to, you know, just have that opportunity to get on your phone, play a game whenever you have a few spare minutes, and, you know, keep track of how far you're getting. It's really, really a fun game.
With Best Fiends, there's something new today and tomorrow and every day after that. Literally thousands of levels to play and counting, plus tons of cute characters to collect. So if you ever get tired of solving puzzles, good news! With Best Fiends, the fun never ends.
Literally.
Just don't blame me if you become slightly obsessed. So download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Thanks, Best Fiends. Thank you also to Curology. I used to think that my skin goals were completely unattainable. I had
no. You were wrong.
I was wrong. I had blackheads and paws. And I mean, like, everyone has paws and I still have paws. But with Curology, I mean, I was just, like, not obviously using the right stuff. Mm-hmm. But Curology is so good. They send a cleanser, a thing with some active ingredients, and then a moisturizer as well.
Pretty much whatever your goals are, whether that be, you know, fine lines, dark spots, acne, they will figure out something for you using Curology. So they will send you a customized formula with three active ingredients for your skincare needs, because you do this like online quiz, which is very thorough, and you get to be in contact with your dermatology specialist provider, and they just really help you out. Like when I did mine, I was matched with my licensed dermatology provider who got to know my skin. I sent in photos, I filled out things, and then they said, yeah, it's a good fit. We have just the thing for you. They sent me my customized prescription cream to address my aging skin. I mean, I'm not so supple anymore, so I wanted to find something that was a little more moisturizing and, you know, got rid of my fine lines.
Right.
So when we get out of Quar, I can be the hottest one in the club.
True. Youngest.
I took this quiz, then they got in contact, and then once I got it and it was delivered to my door and I used it for a bit, then they even followed up and said, like, are you doing well? Is everything okay? So which true. I was, by the way. And yeah, it's just a great service that really makes skincare easy, accessible, and you don't have to know the name of 100,000 different chemicals and what they'll do to your skin, because they'll send it straight to you for you. So take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts, and whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made just for you today. Go to Curology.com/dating for a free 30-day trial. Just pay shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/dating to unlock your free 30-day trial.
Thanks, Curology.
I also wanted to inform you about something. So, I don't know if you remember the Glee episode that we did.
But yes.
You sent in a video for the Glee episode. That video has recently resurfaced and gone viral again. And Kevin McHale posted about it. So, he has probably seen you again. So,
oh my god!
I just want to let you in on sort of the trajectory of that video.
No, guys, truly, like, that was, like, I don't think you understand. I was so happy. Like, when I watched them watch me, I was like, oh my god. You don't understand. I spent 6 years being a dedicated Glee stan account. Like,
Actually, like, on Twitter?
Oh. I just watched your Wemma thing again last night.
Yeah. Like, I literally had Mr. Shu and Miss Pillsbury were my favorite.
What? Why?
I don't
know. That's so like, wrong.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know. Like, when I was 12, I watched it, and I was like, they're so cute together. And I was obsessed with them. And so I made, like, a fan account dedicated to them. What? Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr,
what?
Everything.
What was that
at? Schuster Pillsbury.
Oh, my God.
Is it still there?
I think the channel's still there. I'm not sure about the Twitter.
Did you write fanfic, Eva?
I did write fanfic.
No, what was it about?
No. I never finished it, but I think it was, like, the... I feel like it was, like, the same plotline as The Proposal.
Oh my God.
It was like that.
Wait, I don't remember hold proposal.
On. It's the one with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a proposal between.
No, like the movie, like the same plot line. Right.
So you just ripped that off.
Yeah.
Is Jemma Mays the actress?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
We have a lot of content on here on this. Is this you?
Oh, yeah.
Sister Pillsbury?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
No, oh my God, you're on it?
You have, like, Jemma Mays in and then other movies. Like, this must have been post-Glee, you still loved
them. No, I was literally, like, you know how, like if she was in a movie, I would take all the clips and, like, put, like, Jemma Mays in Red Eye. Like, I would be like, oh, these are all the clips of her in this film. Uh-huh, I would post it for people to watch.
Did,
like,
did any of them take off? Did any of those videos get a lot of
there's,
views?
Like, a, I don't know, there's one with, like, 100K.
Whoa!
It's not...
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You what? Remade 500 Days of Summer with them.
Yeah.
No, she made
50 Shades of Grey too. No.
What?
Yes. I know. I know.
Wait, no. No. How did you have the good. Footage for that?
Yeah, how do you do that?
I guess I'll watch it.
I
don't know.
I figured it out. That's how I spent my summers in high school.
That is so
I mean, there's
awesome.
Definitely no, like, BDSM. Like, it's definitely, like...
No, but, like, I would take...
Five shades
was, like,
of gray.
Unreal.
0 shades of gray.
Oh, my God.
It somehow worked. And then you, like, cropped his face.
Yeah.
So it was just his
It wasn't
lips.
Too bad of an edit, I don't think.
It was so good. It was, like, scarily good. Who else were your OTPs growing up?
Nick Jonas and Miley Cyrus.
Wait, really?
Did they have a thing?
Oh, sorry.
Fuck.
You don't know?
Uh-uh.
I don't
Wait,
know
Wait, guys.
That.
Okay. First of all, Seven Things, do you know who that's about? You know?
Was it about Nick Jonas,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, about Nick Jonas. Like, SOS, like, all, like, the early Jonas Brothers albums, most of the songs are about Miley Cyrus. Like,
whoa.
Obsessed. So, Nick and Miley, like, were each other's, like, first loves. Like, no, they were. Like,
wait,
I think
actually,
Nick's,
this does ring a bell.
Yeah, Nick's first kiss was Miley.
But didn't he also date Demi?
No, Selena. The thing is, that was the love triangle. It was back and forth, and that's what Seven Things is also about.
Right.
Like, it's, ooh, like, he went to Selena, then back to Miley, then back to Selena. Like, it was, like, a back yeah. and forth thing. But the thing is, this, like, love affair goes for years. Like, it's, like, so... I really deep dived into this beginning of quarantine. Like, I went ham on the Nick and Miley stuff. Uh-huh. I don't know what it was.
What's their ship name?
Niley.
Okay.
And so, but the thing is like in 2012, like this is like when Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus got engaged.
Uh-oh.
Like, this is years after they broke up.
Yeah.
Nick wrote a song about like, called Wedding Bell Blues, about how he
oh
like, I don't want to see you with him. We
I
don't
just
have
to be.
Yeah.
But
crazy.
He's now with Priyanka, right?
Yeah.
Chopra?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-oh. You don't stand.
I don't vibe the most with that. I don't know about
you
guys.
Do you vibe with Miley? Oh, wait, they're done. Miley's single again.
Miley's single.
Oh, no, she's with the boy.
Harry Styles.
No.
Cody Simpson?
Cody
no,
Simpson.
But no, they aren't.
No?
They broke up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, now she's hanging out with Harry Styles.
No, that's...
No.
That's Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, it's Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles. Right?
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so.
And you're thinking of Demi with Joe Jonas in Camp Rock is what
yes.
you're thinking about.
They did it.
She.
Joe
yeah.
and Demi did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. OTP. Am
really?
Right?
No.
I don't know anything about
that. I mean, they're. yeah, but them and then I also really liked Zac Efron and Ashley Tisdale.
Oh, yeah. They're cute.
Yeah.
They dated?
No, they
no,
did.
No,
oh,
no, no.
I don't know. I think they had a thing.
You think?
I think. I could show you photos.
What
I
saw?
I love, you, like, you, there's no explanation for them. I don't know. I think they dated.
Hmm. Whoa.
But yeah.
I just figured out that Kali Kloss and Taylor Swift dated.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
This is not, like, this is not... confirmed. This is like
yeah,
a fan,
I feel
a fan
like, yeah.
theory, right?
Yeah, no, it's not confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really think it's true.
Why?
Well, I saw this TikTok and it like went through so many things, everything like added up. And then I watched her documentary, Miss Americana, the other day. It was uh-huh. really good. You should watch it. And she was talking about how...
I'm not that crazy over her, I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah, no, neither was I until I watched Miss Americana.
Okay.
that changed everything.
I watched it. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
That's, once you figured out she was a lesbian.
Well, I only figured it out from watching that documentary. I was like, oh my gosh. Because she was talking about how she was dating someone and they wanted to, like, keep it.
But it was a guy.
Private. How do you know?
Because it's the guy she's dating right now.
How do you know? This was years ago.
Wait, no, Miss Americana?
Yeah. When did that come out?
That's new.
That's new. Like, new-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
But she was writing Reputation. That was, like, three albums ago.
But, yeah, but, like, the documentary came out, I think, way after.
Am I wrong? I think so. You think so? Really?
Because she's dating this actor.
Yeah, but this was, like, they probably shot that in, like, 2016.
But he's in the documentary. I remember they have a clip of them, like, hugging, like, behind, backstage, like, he's in the documentary.
He is?
Yes.
Uh-oh, Amy.
They barely show him, oh my God. Like, yeah.
This is all falling apart. I really think I'm right, but maybe I'm not. Wow.
Well, here's the thing about fan fiction and things like that.
What?
There's always going to be a case for everything if someone wants it to be. Right.
True.
So, like, that TikTok you've seen, it's probably some, like, Taylor Carly shipper that, right. like, you know, is yeah. using one photo
it's
to, like, confirm.
That,
like, one photo where they hugged or were holding hands, which is, like.
Right.
But also, then again.
Everyone's
it could
gay.
Be true. It could be true.
Yeah, because remember when she wrote that gay song and then she had, like, bi.
Oh, yeah, all you had to do
hair?
Was gay, right?
That, yeah, she had the bi flag in her hair.
I don't remember that.
The and gay she, song the, with the, all the drag queens.
And she, the drag queens.
Oh,
that's, what I was about to say.
That's right.
But why else would you write that song? Like, come on.
What was that about? What is it called?
Oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, Todrick Hall was in it, right?
You need to calm down. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to calm down about my sexuality, right?
What?
Like, maybe that's what she was saying.
Why would she make a huge gay song then? No one. Like,
I've never heard anyone talk about Taylor Swift's sexuality.
She has been coming out, I feel like, as more like politically
liberal.
Active. With, yeah. Yeah, which, like.
That's what the documentary's kind of about.
Right. And her dad was like, don't do it. He was like, you want to halve the amount of people who come to your shows?
And she was like, yes,
she was
dad.
Like, shut up, dad.
Okay, what else? Shippers? Any? And did you have any shippers, Amy?
Well, when
Ships?
I watched I mean, Glee, I was not looking at Mrs. Schuster.
Uh-huh.
I was looking at Britney and Santana, obviously.
Okay. Like, I was watching Glee, but I never, like, had a crush on any of them. Or I don't know. I think I just, like, follow the narrative. So, like, if the narrative is telling me that what like Gabriella and Troy are together, like, I'm fine with it. You
okay,
know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha.
Like, I'm not gonna, like, rock the boat and, like, root for someone else when that's not gonna happen. Like, why set myself up for failure?
Right.
Smart.
You know what I
mean? No, yeah.
When you watched, like, that vampire movie, who were you rooting for?
Twilight? That vampire movie?
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, Edward.
No.
Okay.
I was Jacob all the way. Jacob
but Jacob
for life.
Is, like, completely manipulative, in my opinion.
Really?
And Edward isn't? Hello?
Yeah, literally.
He's abusive. He's toxic.
So is Mr. Taylor Lautner.
I feel like Taylor was, like, just there to love. You know?
No, he was disrupting their relationship.
I think it got kind of weird with the last movie. I don't really remember that well. But then he imprinted, like...
Uh-huh. The child.
Dog. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
right,
where
right.
I drew the line.
No, that was disgusting.
That was where I drew the line.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking first movie only.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, he's not creepy.
But the thing, New Moon, though. I became, like, team Jacob. I was like, ooh.
What happened in New Moon?
He got a haircut.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I mean, listen... It's hard to not be a little Team Jacob because he was taking his shirt off all the time and everyone was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
But, like, if we're, you know, if we're looking now, Robert Pattinson is the finest man in film right now. So,
yeah,
like,
I agree with that.
Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. In film now? What has Robert Pattinson been in lately?
What do you mean? He's doing his thing. He's, like, being hot consistently.
Yeah. He's doing artsy films.
Yeah, he's in artsy films and he's, like, being hot.
The Lighthouse, Good Time.
Yeah.
Batman.
Batman.
Yeah. Taylor Lautner's in stuff too.
I don't think not is really. He, I don't think he's acting. Is he?
No.
What's he doing then? Taking a break.
Not being Robert Pattinson. That's for sure.
Right.
And furthermore.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson was in Harry Potter, so like
that's
he's got the double gig. Which like who can say that? Who can say they were in both of those?
Yeah,
you know? Robert Pattinson.
Anyone else? No.
No.
Right.
No.
And no one else can say they've been in like Lord of the Rings either. Like he's
he
big.
Was in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, wait.
No, no. But I'm saying like no one really crosses over into all of these different.
Well, fantasy Anna universes. Kendrick, Pitch Perfect,
and Zoe Kravitz.
And what else?
But okay. But Edward was really like controlling. So like overly jealous. Ooh, that was bad.
But like
But he was also trying to protect her from the fucking Illuminati who were after her.
Well, they were only after her because he jeopardized her life.
Is that true?
Yes.
L.
They would have never gone after her. If
the
not
Volturi.
For Edward.
Why were the Volturi after her?
Oh, I haven't seen it in a while. I'm not sure.
The Volturi was
only
the one after
with
her.
Elf Fanning?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because she was hanging out with vampires. So.
Okay, listen.
Right.
He said no, and then she was like, I want to be a vampire. And then he was like, no way. And she was like, bite me, bitch. And then he was like, please don't make me. Right? Like, she became obsessed with vampires.
Yeah. It was a her thing. Honestly, she's the problem.
I don't know.
They
they're
can
all
both
problems.
Be the problem, yeah.
They're all problems, it seems. I mean.
I don't remember anything problematic that Jacob did necessarily.
Except for imprinting.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
that's like
bad.
Literally the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, for sure. I'm talking fast movie.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess you have to, like, understand why he would be, like, sort of angsty, too, is because, like, they had the agreement between their people, right? The vampires and the wolves. And the vampires, I think, had encroached on their territory. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Well,
so, like,
wasn't...
they were screwing Native Americans even in this fantasy world, right?
Yeah. But it wasn't the Cullens. It was the other vampires.
It was the
vampires.
Volturi.
No, it was just like
the bad guy vampires.
Right,
yeah.
the woman.
The woman that they end up recasting.
And the man. And the other man.
Yeah.
Yes. The two men and the woman.
Oh my God. And then the woman like tried to go after them at prom. Oh my God, that was crazy. Maybe it wasn't prom. Maybe it was after prom.
Did you go to prom?
I did go to prom.
Oh, wait. When you said Anna Kendrick is in Pitch Perfect, she's also in Twilight. I forgot.
Yeah,
I was like, what are you?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
You've been thinking about that the whole time.
Well, that's when you said that. I was like, and what else has she been in? But now I get it. Okay.
Who'd you go to prom with? Oh, yeah. Did you make a video about this?
I made like a video like where I recreated my prom so I could win prom queen.
Right.
But I went to prom with my friend Brandon.
Cute.
Yeah, it was a vibe.
Jack, did you go to prom?
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
I think my junior prom, my friend Kate asked me.
Because
I was gay. Not that a gay can't ask a girl to go out, but I was just like, didn't care. And then the next one, I think I don't think I asked my friends and I just all went together because we were all single and all like vaguely queer. But, like, didn't know it yet, you know? So we were, like, we went together.
Mm.
That's sweet.
It was fun. Cute. Well, I mean, I got drunk after, so it was fun. I went drunk. I went drunk. I think.
Nice.
It was fun. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went sober.
Ooh.
I didn't drink in high school at all. I only started drinking after high school. So.
Because you
were
a goody good girl.
Goody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a goody goody. I went home early. I think I went, because there was after prom. I didn't go. I just went home, went to bed.
Why didn't you go to after prom?
Because I was like, I didn't party. Like, I really was like, I didn't drink.
Wait,
I
wait.
Was like,
hold on, though. So in Canada, the drinking age is 18.
Yes. 18, 19.
What?
18, 19?
Depending on the province.
Oh.
Okay.
So my city was 19.
Okay. But like, conceivably, in some places in Canada, you could go to prom drunk legally.
Yes.
Wow.
But I bet the school has, like, their own rules about that.
Yeah. I mean, they have, like, did you guys have, like, security or cops? Like, we had, like, I think they were checking.
I think,
like,
yeah. They weren't checking, like, that hard. How do you really know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they always threatened us with, like, a breathalyzer. They'd be like, there's going to be a breathalyzer there. And then, like,
he lied.
Everyone was fucking drunk and, like, you know, like, what are they going to do about it?
No. Did they ever have a breathalyzer? No.
I've never seen one.
Mm. And they're so easy to get, too. Like, they could really just do it.
Yeah.
But I also think that would be, like, an invasion of privacy, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, is it?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't go to prom if they breathalyzed
me. Yeah.
Right. Well, you wouldn't get in.
I feel like a lot of people probably wouldn't get in.
Yeah. Be like.
Wouldn't have graduated. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Prom, I don't know. Prom was overrated a little bit, though. Wait. But you know what wasn't overrated?
What?
Your birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
were you there?
Fun. Yes, wait, I was there.
At the circus, right? What is it called?
Two-Bit Circus.
Two-Bit Circus.
Guys, I don't have, like, no memory of... I have vague memories of that night. Oh.
You were really fucked up.
That's true.
You were really fucked up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The thing is, I was fucked up the minute I got to that place. Like, because we were preying. Which, that was my mistake, because it was an open bar. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Right.
You did that.
I know. We walked in, and you were like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're here.
No.
It's like, what's up, Elle? It was really fun.
Yeah.
That was
really
a good 25.
We did an escape room at your birthday. Yeah. Like, that's fucking iconic. And you weren't even in it. Like.
That was the only time I've ever done an escape room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was fun. I think that was the last time maybe I saw you in person, which is funny.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, because I did the podcast. Was that podcast that we did not after?
I don't know. I don't know. Was that for your 21st birthday party?
Yeah. That was in 2019.
But aren't you 22 now?
Yeah. Wait, I'm turning 23.
What are you doing for your 23rd birthday?
21. What?
What are you doing for your 23rd birthday?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's, what's going, I don't know.
When is your birthday?
July 17th.
Oh, well, I mean, listen.
We'll be
you've
vaxxed.
You've got a fair chance. You could have a vaxxed-only birthday.
Oh. Yeah? That'd be nice.
Yeah. That's a bit harsh.
No, it's not.
No, I know.
Like, by that time, we should all be able to get it. So if you don't get it, then that's your problem, kind of.
Well, I'm sure it'll be hard to get appointments.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 2.5 months after, though, it'll be released for everyone. So hopefully you can get it if you want. I don't know. I'm just saying, vaxxed only club.
That'd be fun. I feel like I have high hopes that by then, I don't know, a little fun get together, but
that's what I was
we'll
saying
see.
Last year, I was like, by summer, I feel it. It's gonna be over. It's gonna be so good. I was so wrong.
I wanted to ask you about your hat.
Oh yeah.
So
you've
daddy.
Been making a lot of comments about it.
So daddy, are we supposed to call you daddy? Is that what it's asking, or are you just?
No, I think I got this. I think someone, like a viewer, gave it to me like at a meet and greet.
Okay, so they were calling you daddy.
I think so. But, no, I haven't worn this hat, and I was just, like, was having a bad hair day, so, but on the hunt.
Okay.
But you can call me.
Yes.
Whatever.
I'll be sure to call you whatever.
Okay, yeah. Mm. Well, I have a question for Amy.
Yeah.
What?
Have you ever fell for a straight girl?
No, never.
Oh.
Have you?
Not, I want to say fell.
Oh.
But that's been like my most recent, like.
Recent?
Crush?
Like thing where I'm like, oh
thing.
No.
Is she giving you any in return?
I misread.
Oh no.
What? What happened? Can you tell us or no?
Okay. my thing is like I, because we're like friends, like we're really good friends, but I had misheard her. I'm giving you tea. This is me really pulling
it. Give it to us.
So this girl was telling me that she didn't understand why this girl was hitting on her because she's not openly bi.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So that's okay. What I heard. And the thing is, we were on FaceTime with like some other people. We all heard it.
Right.
Okay. So I think it was just a misunderstanding. I think this girl's very flirty. I think this girl's, you know what I mean? Like, just like whatever, right? And we're friends. And I think we were like, I think we were all drinking. And I maybe misread it, I guess. But I didn't think I was misreading it at the time, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so...
Wait, so what did she say if she didn't say that she was not openly bi?
What do you mean?
Like, what did she actually say?
She said that.
She said that. That's what... Yeah.
But the thing... Okay,
but
so let me...
what she meant was, I'm not bi.
Yes.
Right.
Which is... I just a poor word of... I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So...
Because that insinuates that she's... Closed
secretly.
By.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so, whatever. It's flirt. Like, I felt like it's very flirty. I don't know. I thought it was picking up a vibe.
Yeah. Right.
and so, I think one night I got drunk. I was like sending flirty snaps. And then the next day, and I called our mutual friend and it was like, you know, this is the vibe. Like,
what's
this
a flirty snap?
No, I actually can't think about it because now, no, like, it's one of those things where I'm I'm going about my day and I think about the snaps and I go, you know what I mean?
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Anyways. Because I just, anyways. And so I had told my friend and then the next day she's like, it's not what you think.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, what? And then she's like, like she called me and was like, was Elle Snapchatting you last night? She's like, no. And she's like, she was sending me really like flirty snaps, but I'm not into girls like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I sent her a text being like, hey, like, sorry, like, I totally misread things, whatever. And she's like, hey, sorry if I made you uncomfortable, but like, we'll just forget about it kind of thing. Which I'm assuming is what she was talking about, like, the drunk, like, the flirty vibe, right?
Yeah.
And so, we move on. The next day, we all get put in a group chat. We're all our friends, right? Mm-hmm. It feels weird. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And she's like, I'm so deeply hurt. Like, I can't believe you were analyzing my sexuality behind my back.
Whoa,
all this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh.
But that's what you do. That's what we are as gays do, is
you
trying
to
figure out who else is
yeah.
gay. Right?
The thing is, it's like, it was never analyzing any sexuality. It's more like, oh, I think she's pretty. Like, it
yeah.
was kind of, that was it. It was never talking about her in specific. And so, kind of got started drama, and then we ended up talking, and I guess she was just like, she said she was, when she said she was openly bi, she was joking.
Or what?
That's what she said.
Okay, well then I have thoughts.
I would never want to make someone uncomfortable,
right?
I just totally read it wrong. It was kind of like, I don't know, a weird vibe. And
yeah.
It was...
It's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
That's really awkward.
Super.
Yeah,
no,
really
trust
awkward.
Me. Super awkward.
Oh, no.
It's strange to be like, oh, I was kidding about being bi.
Right,
that's
right.
kind of where... That's
yeah.
strange. It's not really a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then also, like, the defensiveness of...
Oh, yeah.
Why are you guys talking about this? Like, because it's not a big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I thought you were bi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because I thought we were vibing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's
Jeez,
been, like,
Louise.
My most recent
How's your
awkward...
friendship been since then?
it's been good. We still talk, like, every day. No, because she was, like, really good friend for a couple of years. I think, again, it was... She had said it was less so, like, it wasn't that, like, I don't know. I think there's probably still, like, underlying awkwardness.
Right,
but, like,
right.
it's still, we're fine. We're
yeah.
good. But,
That's
yeah.
definitely something that I think happens to a lot of gay people is you just, like, read. You flirt
yeah.
with the wrong person and mm-hmm. then they get awkward and then you get awkward and then it's awkward and,
yeah.
you know, it kind of, unfortunately... You want to, like, take, like, when flirting with people you don't officially know their sexuality, just like take one step forward, two steps back.
You
know what I mean? Because like, you never know.
What? No, is it bad?
No, I don't think that you did anything bad there, honestly. Right. But then, like, I can't speak for how someone else feels.
Yeah. And so now that you know that she's not bi, are you still into straight girls?
Well, that's not really being into a straight girl. You thought you were being into a bi girl.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah, because before that, I don't think I've ever really been into straight girls, specifically.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I definitely, like...
It was a mistake. Into,
I'm definitely accident. Into, like, feminine girls, for sure. But, yeah. I mean, what was the question?
It was, how do you feel about straight girls now? Because, like, it doesn't seem like you really were into a straight girl. You were into...
Not at all.
You're accidental. You fell in.
But I do... It. I will say, I do enjoy... jokingly flirting with straight girls.
Yeah.
Because I think it's fun.
Well, they often enjoy it, too.
Yes.
Like...
Oh.
What?
Do you?
Flirting with straight girls?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. Mm. But that's just me. Jack, are you into straight boys?
Am I into straight boys?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's definitely... Like, it's... it's the danger of when you don't know exactly, like, when you think that, like, they're not gay, but they are giving you, like, somewhat of a vibe,
mm-hmm.
then that's when it really takes control, right?
Yeah.
When you're like, holy fuck, like, that's the hottest person in the whole world. Because they're, like, maybe slightly giving you eyes, too, but they just are, like, that type of person. And then you're like, wait, what is this? And then once you're wondering what it is, then it gets hotter and hotter.
Remember
and then
that?
They're not gay, and then you are heartbroken.
Oh.
I know that feeling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I think
what
it's
happened?
I think it's a common queer thing. I think it is.
Yeah?
It's, yeah. I mean, like, you know, think someone's cute, you make a move, they're not gay, then you feel stupid because you're like, how did I pick up on these fake vibes?
Yeah.
Like, was that just my head wanting, like, convincing myself that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start, like, questioning yourself of, like, why am I attracted to people that will never be attracted to me?
Mm.
And then it's a whole, you spiral.
Wow, mood.
Oh.
At least that's my personal. Can't speak for anyone else, but it's happened. I'm sure that's happened to a lot of viewers out there, too.
Mm.
Especially, I think, the younger you are, the more likely that is to happen.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Right.
And you're a wee young... We young one.
Aren't you guys the same age?
Yeah.
I'm 23, and I'll be 24 before you're 23.
So you're born in 97?
Yeah. Are you 99?
98. I do it by years. I need to know the year, because I'm like, it's hard to keep up.
As time goes on.
Yes. So if you just remember the year everyone's born, you'll always know.
That's so true. It's so deep.
No.
Then you'll always know.
Because yeah. Do you notice how, like, when you're like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm born 98. Like, that's how I.
Right.
Like, that's not what I asked. Like, I have no idea.
But I feel like that only
means.
Works if you, in the 90s. Like, if someone's like, I was born in 82, I'm like, what? How old
okay,
are you?
Okay, yeah.
You know? But I guess you're 38 if you're born in 92.
But I would you know, do that quick math. You know?
Mm.
Right.
Where you were you born?
93. How old am I?
20.
Oh, no.
Six, it's... almost seven. 20.
You're turning 27?
No, I am 27.
You're turning 28?
Yeah.
20.
That's old.
I'm excited to be that age.
It's better.
Yeah,
for
I think
sure.
I'll figure, you
More
know.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's definitely better than 22.
There. Yeah. 23 hasn't been... Amazing.
Oh,
well,
no.
Shame, honey.
Yeah.
How could okay. it be?
Yeah. But you're also, like, more farther along than most 22-year-olds,
That's
I think.
So,
so like,
true.
Maybe you're really living, like, 25 right now.
Ooh.
Not,
yeah.
like...
You
not,
have, like, a career
yeah.
going.
Yeah. Not in, like, the way that you look, but in the way that, like, you're living your life. Mm. You know what I mean?
Right.
I vibe with that.
Are you going to buy property at some
I mean, I just got a business manager.
Cool. Cool. Ooh.
So he's been helping me with like money. Yeah. Watching my spending.
So he like texts you and is like, stop going to Chipotle.
Well, he's definitely called me out and been like, you know, you don't have to be spending this much money on this. Right. And like
on your birthday.
On what?
Oh my God. Yeah. he doesn't know about, because we weren't working together, but if he knew about that, oh my God. I spent so, it's so stupid. It was probably, I think, cost more than a lot of people's weddings.
What?
I was spending my 21st.
That makes sense, though. It was, I mean, you rented out the whole venue with all the games.
Yeah.
All the worker, all, like, there were people working there.
Food.
Open bar.
Oh, the buffet. Oh,
it's also a huge place. Like, this is not.
Yeah.
Did you realize how expensive it was going to be at, like, when you were signing up for it, or was it the end when they're
no,
like,
yeah,
okay,
but things are adding, because I also wanted like the staircase to have my face on it.
Right. Right. Are we allowed to ask how much that birthday party cost?
Okay, yeah. It was,
I'm scared.
I think it was around 65,000.
What? No way.
Yeah.
That's a down payment.
Oh, is it? My. That
it's
is
so
really,
worth it.
That well, is crazy.
The thing is,
but
I don't remember it at all.
Oh.
That's why I get really stressed. I'm like, but oh. Everyone said they had fun. Also, like 40 of my Ottawa friends, my hometown friends, flew in for it.
Oh yeah,
also,
you flew them out, right?
No, everyone flew themselves. It was like a week vacation for everyone. Yeah. And also, I had like friends and family from Hong Kong, London, and so it was like I could justify it and say that everyone had a great time. Everyone I loved was there.
It was like a wedding. Now you just can't have a wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to get married at some point?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. The thing is, I would so go get married in Vegas again. I think it wasn't
like
that bad.
Like with someone you love? Or just...
Oh, just random. I don't know. Whoever would be down.
Oh, my God. Dating straight L number 4. We all go to Vegas and we do a podcast and get married.
Down?
Who's getting
Wait,
married?
Wait, we put in all three. Yeah, never mind.
L number 4? Oh, L number 4.
Yeah.
On the podcast, four. Number 4.
Oh, yeah, I'll go.
We
I've never
been
to Vegas before.
On who you marry.
Yeah.
Flip a
That'd
coin.
Be fun.
Well, that is a crazy amount of money, and I'm glad that you have a financial advisor.
I know. Thank God. My manager is the one to set it up. And
he said,
honestly,
enough of this.
Yeah, literally. And I feel good now. I honestly needed him. So right. Shout out to Jared.
But I feel like that's a big part of your channel. Is like you're so, you know, grand. And
yeah.
You're like Mr. Beast.
Right.
But not giving it away.
Yeah. Just for myself. Yeah.
Okay. L. What is going to... So... You know, let's pretend you get your vaccine. Most people are vaccinated, okay?
Yeah.
What is your strategy in dating moving forward? Are we going hookup? Are we going hoe phase?
Want to have a hoe phase.
You want to?
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm like, that's my energy right now.
Oh, I completely understand. I don't think you have to know why.
Okay.
I feel it.
Yeah.
And Luke told me that, like, that's a thing. Like, he's like... I went through it. Like, he felt like nothing. I feel like we had a similar boat, like, where it's like, and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't know.
What's... I mean, it's a year of, like, literally dating no one. So it makes sense that everyone wants to have a hoe phase.
Yeah.
I want to have a hoe phase.
Let's test the waters again, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. I think a lot of people are going to break up once, like, they're able
to start
being
hoes. A lot of people have
been
breaking up.
Totally. So, like, it's going to be... We're all going to start from square one.
Love.
I'm pretty sure, like, the whole world. So
that's fun.
Straight to WeHo.
Ooh.
Yeah, I
straight to WeHo, yet there's no gay bars there.
Well, there's we can still go to the Abbey. I'm going. Like wherever's open in WeHo, I'll be there.
Wait, I feel like the last time I went like out was with you guys. Do you guys remember that? We pre'd at your place. When was that?
I mean, it couldn't have been...
Your roommate drove because at the time...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're so right.
What?
Who?
Oh, my God.
Amy there?
Eddie drove.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's sober.
Shots.
Yes.
That was so fun.
When was
did
that?
We go?
How did that... Yeah. When did that happen?
I remember... I have photos of us all taking shots. And yeah. Joe was there.
Oh, my
Where
God.
Where did we go?
That was ages
We went to
ago.
The Abbey.
The Abbey or to Flaming?
No. I really think we went to the Abbey, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
Exactly.
But that one was there too.
Maybe because it was chapel night.
Oh.
Right?
No.
I think we went to chapel.
I just remember
when Eddie and I accompanied you guys because someone had recently broken up or something.
No, maybe because I had just been on the podcast or something, and we were like, we're gonna go out.
That's so true.
Yes, because we were like, let's go out Wednesday, and we actually stuck to it and we went out.
Yeah,
but no one was there.
No one was there except for some lesbians.
So fun. And I would die to go back.
Oh my god, I know.
To an empty chapel.
Oh my gosh.
I just remember when we went to Mallrat and you got so wasted.
Oh my god.
And you were like, I want to go to the chapel. And I was like, Elle, there's no fucking way that we're going to the chapel right now. And you're like, no, I'm fine. We're going to the chapel. And then we didn't make it to the chapel.
No, I remember hearing this night. So because we were with Jamie.
Yes.
And I really vibed with her. I was just trying to be cool. I was trying to match her. She loves tequila shots. Tequila is my,
She's getting two at a time.
Yes.
What?
So I was matching her. She's tequila shot? I'm like, okay. And by the time Mallrat came on, I was gone. I was not there. I do remember Amy was the one who was bringing me home. We went to the Uber, but I was lying down on the sidewalk.
Yeah. They kicked us out of the Uber.
Oh, no. No, really?
Way.
Yes, way. Why do you think you were laying on the sidewalk suddenly?
Dude, the thing is, I have these kind of stories with, I feel like a lot of different friend groups. And it's oh, man, it's so bad. Anyways, I do remember being outside your apartment and, I think it was Chris. Was that his friend was over? I don't know. Right. Someone had to carry me up or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And had vomit all over me. And I just remember waking up their apartment. And Angie was 21. There.
I threw up on my 21st.
Yeah.
But never since then.
No, really?
I've thrown up since
no. Oh, my God.
And only have thrown up once from alcohol only on my 21st birthday.
What?
I think ever.
Oh, lucky you.
Maybe once before, actually. Maybe twice.
I think, some people are just more prone to it.
Yeah, I'm built different.
Right.
Yeah.
You can take a shot. I've thrown up from alcohol 2 times.
What?
It was the worst. It feels horrible.
Wait, only 2?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
How often do you do it?
Okay, no. It was in the past. Definitely. I mean, to be fair, I think last time I got so drunk I vomited was maybe 2 weeks ago. But the thing is, it's always tequila. I just I have
just
to like
stop drinking yeah tequila.
No, but the thing is, when it's when it's there and I'm drunk already, I'm like, right. All right, I can do it. But no, now I know tequila is a no for me. I hate
now
it
now. You know, yeah. Learned a lot in the past 2 weeks.
I know. Oh,
Well, yeah, and then you can remember the $65,000 you spent. Oh, which is
Jack, I'm why sorry are you shaming our guests? Come on.
I'm sorry.
I remember doing oh man, never mind.
What?
Just the amount of work. I was just brand deals to get this. I was just I don't know. I really hustled to make that birthday happen.
Did anyone vlog it for you?
Yeah, is there a video about it?
I think
it?
There were stories and stuff, but no.
I remember I played that game. It was when you put on those goggles, you have to hit a ball.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
No, I'm so mad because I don't remember playing any game.
Oh my God.
You should go back to that place when it's open again.
Yes.
And recreate your 21st birthday.
Yeah,
yes.
Just be mildly drunk.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We'll just get tipsy.
Down.
Due to the escape room, we'll do that. We'll play human pong. Yes. I did that. That was fun.
Nice.
Yes.
And then we'll bounce.
And then we'll go to the chapel.
Oh,
hell
my God.
Yes.
Do it all over again.
Yeah.
Well.
Elle, thank you so much for coming on Dating Straight again.
Thanks for having me.
Again, and again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And next time, thanks for coming also. Where can the people find more of you? What are you working on? You doing anything fun?
Well, I have, by the time this comes out, I have a big announcement coming out on the 31st, so check that out on my channel, youtube.com/Elle of the Mills. And on social media, Instagram, I'm @Elle.Mills, and Twitter, at Mills L.
Sweet.
I think.
A lot of different.
I know. I know. Just look up L. Mills.
Thanks for listening. I'm Amy Oddman.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight.
I don't need
Hell yeah.
that.
Broken-hearted lovers. You can help.